This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, so glad you're with us. Hour number two underway. If you missed hour number one, the saga of Alfie Evans, go back and get the podcast. You will not find me much more angry than I am tonight. Kristen B. Tate joins us this hour for the Ladies Lounge. So thrilled to have Lady Tate back. Although she had promised that she'd come in studio now that she's back in New York, but guess where we find her tonight? Nope, not in New York. She is back home in the Houston area tonight with her family, and we don't begrudge her that at all. In fact, let's go ahead and open the Ladies Lounge tonight. We always like to talk and feature brilliant women of media, some of whom I think need much more airtime than what they currently get. Now, I will admit, Kristen gets a lot of airtime, but I'm just a sucker for having really smart women on the show. So I will have Kristen on as often as I can because I think she's one of those, like, just uber-genius minds that's with us. But Lady Tate, you're back home in Houston tonight. Thank you for making time to be with us.
And of course, I love joining you, and I wish I could have been in the studio tonight.
I'm going to hold you to that. You're going to do that here in a month or so. We'll get that done. But anyway, it's good to have you back. And I know that your friends are celebrating with you tonight. They got you tickets at something, and you even stepped out of whatever it was that you guys were at just so you could join us. So I'm really deeply grateful. Thank you for coming on back.
Thank you for having me.
Let me just, and congratulations on the success of the book, How Do I Tax Thee? If you haven't gotten it yet, you need to. It's all about all the hidden taxes you're paying and all these different ways that you're paying them. We've talked about it at some length. We'll talk about it more, I'm sure. But that's a picture of it on your screen. And, of course, you can get it at Amazon and anywhere you get great books. It's a field guide to the Great American Ripoff. It's Kristen's newest best-selling hit, and we're glad to encourage you to get a copy. Let's talk about Trump tonight, Kristen, because he, for the second year in a row, said to the correspondents' dinner in Washington, D.C., sayonara, I'm off to go talk to people that voted for me. And tonight he went to the Rust Belt state of Michigan and had about, I don't know, 10, 12,000 of his closest friends over for a fun time. What do you make of his decision not to be there in D.C. tonight?
Oh, I love it. I mean, this is classic Trump. Why would he go? These people in the media have a seething hatred for him. They're so flagrant in their bias. And really, it's kind of a genius move not to go, because what is a White House correspondence dinner without the president? It's just a bunch of liberal hacks sitting around trying to make each other laugh. It's pathetic. I don't know why anyone would want to go to that or even cover it. You really need the president there to make it an event. So by Trump not going, he's kind of making this event a big joke and an uninteresting one at that.
It is amazing, Kristen, and I got to give him massive credit because I wasn't an original Trump supporter. I was a Ted Cruz guy in the primary. But I got to say, I think this guy knows how to play the media and what he wants by way of response better than anybody that's ever held the office. And I just don't think there's anything that he much does by mistake.
No, I totally agree. That's why I love him, though, and that's why so many other people love him, because for too long, Republicans have allowed themselves to be trashed and slandered, and, you know, they've allowed the mainstream media to just destroy them, and they lay down and they take it. Trump is really the first one to fight back, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons he got elected, because people are so sick and tired of the media. I mean, I think I saw a poll that said 65% of the American people don't trust the mainstream media. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And we finally have a fighter in there who's willing to kind of give them the proverbial middle finger.
Yeah, he's not going to take it anymore, that's for sure. Hey, let's talk about today's top story. I spent the first hour dealing with it, but I know that you're libertarian, but I also know that you're also pro-life. And the story of Alfie Evans, if anything ever displayed the fallacy of socialized medicine,
and what governing by a board of people to decide who gets care and who doesn't could ever be played out. What was your take on the story and how it was covered and what we should learn from it?
So sad, Kevin. I mean, like you, I'm saddened, I'm angry. It's just sickening to know that, like, the whole world in the UK is waiting for this royal baby to come. And meanwhile, you have this commoner, this little boy who comes from a poor family, who has taken off life support against the will of his own parents. It's terrifying. And it really, like you said, it highlights the dangers of socialized medicine. And I just pray that never happens here.
When you let government get in charge of things that it was never designed to be in charge of, particularly like who lives and dies, I just think you're playing with really dicey consequences there. And the fact that the Italian government even granted Alfie citizenship and had an airplane and a helicopter sent to England ready to bring him home. Like, isn't it better, Kristen, for him to die in flight, to die trying to get him to another doctor to get some sort of second opinion, as opposed to just leaving him on the hospital bed that he's in?
Of course it is. But again, this is what you get with socialized medicine. You know, my family has had a firsthand experience with this kind of thing, Kevin. In France, they also have socialized medicine. And a family member of mine, an older man, my uncle, he got very ill in a hospital. My aunt and uncle were staying in a hospital in rural France, and he wanted to be moved to the hospital in Paris because, of course, it was a much better hospital in a bigger city. But the doctors at these hospitals where they have socialized medicine have the right to tell you that you don't have the right to leave the hospital. So my uncle was stuck in one of these awful hospitals in the middle of nowhere, France, was not allowed to leave to get the care he needed. He had heart problems. Thankfully, he was okay, but it's just infuriating, and my family was so mad that we weren't able to move him. You know, we were willing to drive him ourselves with our own car, and they said, nope, you can't leave. You cannot be transferred to this other hospital because we say so. And, of course, the doctors don't work on the weekends. You know, it's hard to find help at night. It's a nightmare. It's like, think about the post office becoming the hospital. It's like run down and...
The DMV.
Exactly.
That's so scary. And to think that we were so close to that with Obamacare. I mean, thankfully the mandate's been repealed, but we were in an eyelash, Kristen, of this becoming the norm, or at least on its way to that.
Yeah. No, we dodged a bullet. I mean, I think that people on the left often confuse good intentions with good policy, and I understand why so many people, when they first hear about Obamacare, if you don't really know about the policy, you think it's a good idea. You know, who would be against health care for all? But the reality of this kind of system is so grim, and it's truly the most unfair system.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kristen B. Tate. She's the author of How Do I Taxi? She's also a columnist for The Hill, and you can follow her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. She is a Twitter read worth following for sure. Kristen, it was kind of a crazy week here in America. We got some really good economic news. We have the lowest unemployment, first week filing for unemployment claims since 1969. And we've got, we're on our way to the lowest unemployment rate of about 3.8% within another week or so if we hold to the current trend. Who would have thought that would have been the case only 16 months out of Barack Obama leaving office?
Oh, I know. It's been incredible. This is what happens when you have tax reform. When you lower corporate taxes, companies hire more people. And when you lower individuals' tax burdens, they're more likely to spend their money in ways that make their communities flourish. So I credit the tax bill for this growth we're seeing, and also just optimism in the economy. You know, when you have a Republican-controlled House and Senate and presidency, companies tend to take more risks with their money because they are a little bit more safe knowing that we probably won't have big regulations coming down the pipeline. So it's been really great. And by the way, I'm sure you saw, right now we have the lowest unemployment rate among Black Americans in the last 30 years. That's huge. And who would have thought Donald Trump would be the president to give us that? It's pretty remarkable.
Well, and the total workforce employment. I mean, what was confusing about the Obama era is that they always took out the people that came off of the unemployment benefits. So if you went out of the system, they didn't count you anymore. Even if you didn't get a job, they counted you as though you had. And then there was also this willingness to kind of fudge what all those numbers look like. Well, here we're going back to the real numbers, and we've got the real measurement. And at that rate, we're approaching what the economists consider to be full employment. In fact, there's now 6.7 million jobs available for people nationwide that are having a tough time finding people to take them. And, Kristen, this is opening up what my friend Stephen Moore, the economist for the Wall Street Journal, says, lateral economy, which means they get to climb and jump and move over there and get a better job and come back and forth. I mean, there are benefits to this we had not planned on seeing.
Oh, absolutely. And again, everyone benefits from this, even low-skilled workers, because as other people in the economy move up, it creates opportunities upward for low-skilled workers as well. The one thing that I'd really...
Kristen, hold that thought. We're going to come right back. We'll pick up that on that first thought when we come back. We got to take this break. Kristen B. Tate with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Times Square. It's a busy night. It was a nice day. Had a little rain, but other than that, not too bad. But probably not nearly as nice as it is in Houston, Texas tonight, where we find our Ladies Lounge contributor and longtime voice on the show and someone who comes back. And we hope to have her in studio with us soon. Kristen B. Tate, author of How Do I Tax Thee? She's also a columnist for The Hill. And she's so committed to being here, she stepped out of a concert event that her friends got tickets for just to be with us. And Kristen, again, I just think you're a swell person for doing all that, so thank you for being here. You were trying to make a point as we were going to break about the economy and what people shouldn't forget, and I cut you off. I wanted you to have a chance to make that.
Oh, yeah, okay. So all of this is very encouraging news. The one bit of the puzzle that I think is still pretty concerning is our education system. These colleges now are charging $60,000 a year, and they're pumping out basically educated idiots, like kids getting degrees in things like, you know, gender studies and art history, and then they're not well equipped to handle jobs.
Sure.
They don't know how to find good jobs, and then you know, we need to give kids practical skills. It's great when the job market does well, but we also need a workforce that is able to run the economy and do practical things that contribute to society. So that's the one piece of the puzzle that's still very concerning to me, and I would love to see the Trump administration handle this problem in education. And I think it starts with tackling unlimited student loans that the government backs.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, the amount of money that we have shelled out for, as you said, people to study the mating habits of tortoises. I mean, it's just the exactly. most ridiculous stuff that you can figure. And they're using our money to do it. So, you know, I'd rather apply that money to my son's practical education. If he wants to be an electrical engineer and go to DeVry and figure out how to split an atom, I'd rather help him do that than get into an Ivy League school. I mean, if that's just the way he's wired. And that's, as a parent, you tend to want to help your kid find the stuff that they're good at and then really, really explore that. So, anyway.
Of course.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit. The Trump administration had a pretty interesting foreign affairs week. Lots of big names coming to see the president, and that was earlier in the week. And I'd like to start with a little bit of the of your thoughts on the visit from the frog. Mr. Macron came to us earlier in the week, and he seemed to say one thing to the president and to the people that he interviewed with on Sunday, and then when he got before Congress on Tuesday, it seemed like a completely different guy. Really went after some of the president's policies. What'd you make of Mr. Emmanuel Macron and his visit to the U.S.?
Well, look, France and the U.S. have traditionally had a pretty frosty relationship. And I think that although Macron and Trump do disagree on very critical issues, that they also have common ground in many areas, like immigration. You know, I think arguably both men were voted in to tackle this immigration crisis. Of course, France is dealing with the refugees, and we have our southern border. So I think that they're making progress, and of course they're not going to agree on everything, but I thought a relatively productive trip.
Yeah. So I'm sitting at the Fox News the second floor studio waiting to do a hit when Macron was finished. And my feelings towards him have nothing to do with the fact that he bumped me from the hit. I'm absolutely not upset at all 6 days later that I got bumped for the frog. But he's sitting there, and the first 40 minutes he literally goes off onto global warming and globalism and why we are, you know, none of us should be a nationalist country and all this other stuff. And then he goes, by the way,
we support you with North Korea, and we do want to limit Iran. We don't want Iran to, we don't want the deal to be blown up, but we do want a very tough deal with Iran. And then he went back to global warming and all the rest of it to end. And I thought, man, of the 90 minutes he spent, I agreed with like four of it, and the rest of it I could have done without. And I was thinking the president was probably feeling the same way. And I just wondered if he maybe felt a little bit, betrayed, because he did spend the majority of the speech making Nancy Pelosi stand at attention and applaud. Go ahead.
Oh no, I think part of that though is just the optics. You know, Macron doesn't want to be seen as a Trump
lackey.
He wants to make it clear that he does stand in opposition to some of Trump's views. So I think he made a point to highlight that for the optics.
Well, I had Leslie Marshall, one of my favorite liberals, was opposing me that day, and she texted me while we were waiting for Macron to finish. And I'd posted on Twitter something about the frog being long yammering, and she said, "Frog? Question mark. Best looking frog I've ever seen." I said, "Leslie, of course he would be. He embraces everything you socialists adopt." Hey, a couple of days later, Ms. Merkel came to visit, and to say their relationship has been frosty would be an understatement. What did we take away from Angela Merkel's visit?
We didn't learn a lot new from that visit. I mean, we all know where Miss Merkel stands on the issues. She is really just speeding up the deterioration of Germany and of the parts of Europe that used to be so great and so strong. We're seeing the Western world kind of crumble in certain areas before our very eyes. And
is that just because politicians cannot stay in office for multiple terms on end and do anything good? Because when she came to power, she was a reformer. And people liked her, and there were good things that she did. And the last term or so, she has just been a disaster.
Yeah, she's gone way far to the left. I mean, it's shocking, but maybe she just does that to win elections. I don't know. All I know is that Germany is really going down the tubes. I was just there, actually, a few months ago, and this is not just rhetoric. I mean, you go to these once great cities, and you don't even feel like you're in Germany anymore. It's bad.
That is really tough. Okay, I've saved the best for last. We saw Kim Jong-un cross the demarcation line and enter South Korea with President Moon. What did you make of that? What do you hope that still occurs? And how much credit do you give the president in what we saw in North Korea this week?
It's pretty incredible. I mean, obviously, you can't get too excited about anything with North Korea because you don't know how much this is legit and how much of it is just for the cameras. I think the economic pressure on China actually may have been one of the reasons that we're now seeing North Korea start to say that they are going to cooperate and that they are going to denuclearize. And I got to give you credit, Kevin, because we were having a debate over these sanctions, or the tariffs rather, a couple months ago, and you told me this is a temporary political tool, and maybe you were right. I mean, maybe that is why we're seeing North Korea kind of start to come to the table and act civilized. I don't know, but it's very encouraging. And wouldn't it be incredible if Donald Trump, of all people, were the president who could bring about peace between North and South Korea, let alone denuclearize North Korea?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty fascinating.
It'd just be incredible. One more thing that nobody expected him to do that he would have done. I mean,
he would deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. I won't hold my breath. I don't think he'll ever get one. But, I mean, it would be one of the most remarkable foreign policy achievements of our lifetime.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Kristen, you've been a great sport. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for taking time out from your friends' fun there. And go enjoy the rest of the concert, and we'll look forward to seeing you in studio soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Can't wait to join you in studio when I'm back in New York.
Buy her book, How Do I Tax Thee? It is all the hidden taxes that you pay, which are billions of dollars that you don't even realize.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Live from New York, there's a live shot of Lower Manhattan. Beautiful night tonight, and glad you're with us, wherever you're from. I have been talking all show long about my disappointment when I reached over. I literally woke up somewhere around 4:30 this morning, rolled over, picked up my phone, saw the headline that baby Alfie had died, and just really began to lose it. I don't know why. I mean, I've been emotional about this story for a while. But it really just caused tremendous amounts of grief within me today. So much so that I've written maybe the longest and maybe the most important column I've ever written for townhall.com. That will publish at midnight tonight. It is very simply titled, The Six Ways That We Can Prevent This From Ever Happening Again. And I hope that you will read it and pass it on to people that you know, because there is nothing really more important for someone like Alfie, then that we be prepared for the next time. And my biggest issue is we got to stop these policies that give the power to people that we don't want to have the power. They're going to make decisions that we don't want to have them make. That's just the bottom line. You can't trust government to do what's right for you, especially when they're not motivated to protect you. Let's take your calls. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. Michael is listening to us on a tremendous radio station in Atlantic City, WPG, and he's calling from Cape May. Michael, it's good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks very much for letting me on.
Sure.
I deeply, deeply feel, I mean, who couldn't feel your energy, your horror, your anger, your reputation precedes you when it comes to abuse of women, children. But let's focus on the United States and the noose we slipped through and we might get back into. England is not my concern. It's a England is not a democracy.
Right.
Let's focus on the fact that our politicians call us residents when we're citizens, but the Brits are subjects.
Right.
And they are, when the Magna Carta, the check on the power of the king, that wasn't the people. Those were the rich lords, the landed lords. The people are subjects, and they are subject to the whim of the queen. And now the queen's been supplanted by a bureaucracy.
Right.
This is what we're heading into with Obama and Clinton, and we escaped it, and we better pray and kiss our tuchus that we don't make a mistake in the midterms and in the general election, because we were probably one election away from Alfie taking place in the United States.
Michael, when you think about it, you say one election away. You think of what we uncovered in the Department of Justice, which, if you think about it, justice has a lot to do with these matters because that's the enforcement end. That's the policeman standing in the hospital room in Alfie's hospital room the last few weeks. The Department of Justice, the FBI, all totally towing the line for what the administration at the time wanted. We had already instituted a move towards government control of health care. If we hadn't had that mandate rescinded, that would still be in full policy right now. You're right. We slipped the noose. And if we don't get angry and if we don't remember what values make us great as Americans uniquely, we are on the path to being where they are. And that's why I'm so angry tonight. I don't want to see America be that. And I don't want our children to end up in places where baby Alfie did.
We have states in America, New Jersey, one that I live in, where the state has an enormity of power and sway over parental rights and mm-hmm. the lack thereof and the government organization, DIFAS. They actually can take children away. So we have states that are incubators for Obamacare and incubators for socialized medicine. We're in trouble, and this is a battle that we cannot sleep on. These people on the left, they never sleep. Their agenda, whether it's this year, next year, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, it just keeps encroaching and encroaching and encroaching. And I think the base is rallied. I saw a great presentation in Michigan by a great...
I love that, by the way. The fact that...
And fabulous.
Michael, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to us there on WPG. It's
great. A great job.
Thank you so much. It is a great part of... it's a great honor to me to be part of the lineup on that station, WPG in Cape May and Atlantic City. But let me just say real quickly, I love the fact that the president said to the press corps, I'm not coming to your stupid thing tonight. I'm going to go hang out with 12,000 of my best buddies in Michigan, because they're the people that elected me. They're the people I'm trying to serve. They're the people I'm trying to get jobs for. They're the people I'm giving the tax reductions to. They're the people that are going to make the country great again. And he'd rather spend time on a night where, reporters want to get together and pat themselves on the back. He'd rather spend time with the people that put him in place. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back live from New York.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
KMC.
Calvin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for indulging my anger and tears in hour one. The story of little Alfie has just done a number on me all day today. But we're taking your calls. This is I think that the entirety of the United Kingdom watched their government and their healthcare system perform the most public act of murder I've remembered seeing. Since maybe the Terry Schiavo case, that's just what I think. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that they did the right thing. I'm not sure. If you do, you can go to the front of the line. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. But, joining us is Frank from, Iowa. Frank, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Frank, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
I had a couple things. I wanted to pay a compliment, but I was going to say first, Tony Blankley, a former aide to, I guess it was Newt Gingrich years ago on John McLaughlin's show, basically said when a country goes the route of socialized medicine, the parties only become competing with each other to see who can best manage the decay.
Right.
And I think that was on full display this week because obviously England can't allow anybody to wander off their socialized medicine plantation.
Right. Well, they might. Somebody might discover the truth that there's better stuff out there somewhere.
Discover the truth.
Yeah.
But compliment. I wanted to. You really struck a good tone last week when you were talking about the lost art of the grace and dignity that this was displayed by the Bushes last week.
Hmm.
You know, in the loss of their matriarch Barbara Bush, and you compared that to the, you know, the need for this disruptor in chief Donald Trump.
Hmm.
And how Trump is a man for his time. George W. Bush may have been a man for his time. Franklin Roosevelt may have been a man for his time during World War II.
Sure.
But God raises up men for a specific need at a specific time in history. And right now, we don't really need grace and dignity. Although it's refreshing and it's a lost art. But this fight has been boiling for a long time, and I think Donald Trump is just the guy that God brought up to address that fight and just jump right in the middle of it.
To piggyback on what you're saying, Frank, I want the people listening to us to consider this. He's been in office exactly how long? 16 months?
15 months.
Okay, so in January of 2017, when he takes the oath, within a number of weeks, you've got the Rocket Man starting to shoot missiles just indiscriminately, testing them, sending them into space, really putting the fear of God into some generals across the world because they discovered that he had the capacity to deliver a warhead maybe to Chicago, maybe to New York, all the way from where they were because of the amount of miles they were able to fly once they got out of the atmosphere and then back in. And then the last one he launched landed just inches away from Japan. I mean, it was literally, it nearly hit one of our allies. Now, consider that was where the conversation started, and look at where 16 months later Kim Jong-un is now, practically begging the United States to make peace, they're willing to putting denuclearization on the table, they're saying they'll end the war. I mean, who would have thought in 16 months with him going, I'm going to shoot my missiles no matter what you say. And I think there's only one explanation for why that got there, and that is that Donald Trump said, we're going to put the pressure on him seven ways to Sunday, and we're not letting up until he pops.
Well, I think the real key to it is, and it's a multifaceted approach, but this friendship that's developed between the Chinese and Donald Trump, that China is really turning the screws into North Korea. You can't underestimate that if the Chinese stop laundering North Korea money and their banks quit laundering the money, Trump is directly responsible for putting that pressure on the President Xi.
Yep.
And that friendship that they've developed, and I think Trump has said, look, if you want to keep bending us over the barrel on trade, you better rein in your pit bull. And I think that's exactly where the pressure has come from. Now, obviously, there's some other things with the Olympics and some things that may have created some goodwill between North and South Korea and the secret behind-the-scenes negotiations that's been going on.
Yeah.
And the overtures from the White House.
I mean, the fact that we had the CIA on the ground in North Korea over Easter, I still think that's just one of the coolest stories I've ever heard, and nobody knew about it. You get our CIA director sitting down with Kim Jong-un. I mean, there's many facets, and I think China has played a role. I also think the fact that, you know, even our best, I had General Jack Keane on my show this week, and he's a retired four-star general, he's on Fox News all the time. He goes, Kev, nobody thought. In January, Kim Jong-un's giving a speech, and we hear him say for the first time he wanted to consider reducing the amount of nuclear weapons. Nobody was talking about that a year ago.
I mean, and it's moved so fast since then. Like, it's like lightning speed. Nobody can really fathom what has happened here.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I'm gonna be patiently waiting for that Nobel Peace Prize. This thing should pan out. But I won't be holding my breath.
Yeah, I think you and the rest of the world won't be either. Hey, Frank, thanks for the call as always. It's good to hear.
You're welcome.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Before we're done tonight, I do want to get to one last story, and maybe we have time to get to that before we're done. Did you know that there's been another big name revealed in the Me Too Time's Up syndrome? The only difference here, though, is that there are some women that are saying, no, 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 we stand on his side. I thought in the Me Too world, everybody's supposed to take the side of the accuser. That's not happening in this current one. So what we're dealing with is a very different scenario, and we'll tell you about that before we're done. And I have a reason why I think the women are taking the sides of the ones that they are. But we'll get into all that before we're done as well. Again, my column comes out tonight at midnight at townhall.com. It's 6 ways to prevent the next Alfie from happening, and I hope, friend, that we take these lessons to heart here in the United States. I do not want us to repeat what we have seen take place in England in the last couple of days. Anyway, phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open, 888-340-3373. My email address is kmcradio@gmail.com. You can also hit me on that through thebingethinker.com. You can hit all the social media on that page as well. I've got a Pinstagram or a face tweet or something. I don't know. They're all on there, and we supposedly check all of them regularly. That's what my staff says. So we're coming right back live from New York. I'll go
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
rainy picture if you're joining us, but it is Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, and it's a great night regardless. I'm glad that you're with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you to everyone that has called tonight. Thank you to the operations room in Biz TV. We loved being on the air tonight. That was awesome. Thank you. Thank you for pushing the buttons and making sure you could get the right show on the air. We are very grateful for that. And, of course, to all the radio stations that take us across the country as well and the networks, Genesis the Communications, Salem Media Group, CRN Digital Talk, ABC News Radio, we are on some of their stations, Fox News Radio on some of their stations, and, of course, Biz Talk Radio as well. Very, very grateful for everybody that's been here. Now, this week, nobody thought they saw this coming. Me Too has a new face. His name's Tom Brokaw.
Hello, I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC News.
And this week, Tom Brokaw was accused of having not one but two women charge him with harassment back in the day when he was at NBC News. By the way, I was with Tom Brokaw at the Republican National Convention. He was in the security line in front of me. I don't even know who he works for anymore because he's been retired from the news business for a while. But, you know, he is what he is. He's a big, famous TV news anchor and still walks around acting like it. But there was there were two women that came out and said, yeah, he tried to force himself on us. One was a girl that used to do a dayside show for Fox News Channel, and she was at NBC for a period of time while Tom was there. And when it was discovered that Linda Vester had been one of them that had come forward, it was interesting because Rachel Maddow and a number of NBC females came to Tom Brokaw's side and said, well, we support him, regardless of what's been said. Now, that's breaking serious rank with the Me Too crowd. But I just wondered if it had anything to do with the fact that Linda Vester is a former Fox News Channel anchor. And how even within their own ranks, there are some women in the liberal mainstream media that just believe that some of those conservative girls just have it coming because they don't, quote, believe the right things now. Not that I would ever believe Rachel Maddow's story about a man coming onto her anyway. It's just not in her wheelhouse, if you catch my drift. So why wouldn't she defend Tom Brokaw at the end of the day? But it was just an astounding turn in that, because I, you know, before now, if you didn't believe the accusers, you were the one that was in the wrong. A different case there. All right, Kevin McCullough, thanks for being with us. Thanks to everybody that worked on the show tonight, Cam and Ivan and Kylie and Nick and the whole crew. Thanks to you for watching, and thanks to everyone at home for joining us. And again, the new column comes out at midnight tonight. I hope you'll get it. I thought long and hard about this. In fact, I have this tradition where I read the column to the lovely bride before I send it off, just kind of like one last check. I couldn't get through reading it without breaking up. I mean, it just caused me to weep that much. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, with the Evans family tonight in jolly old England, if there ever was a moniker that did not fit. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time on Radio Night Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Nor should you or your family.